Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Not Skinny But Not Fat, and I'm your host, Amanda, bringing you the latest in all celebrity gossip, reality TV recaps, and anything happening in Hollywood right now that I just can't keep my mouth shut about. This is Not Skinny But Not Fat.
Okay, you guys, my favorite episodes are actually not with reality stars that I have to prepare for, but are with my friends from other podcasts and that love to talk about the same shit that I love to talk about. And comedian Jaron Fried.
Jaron? We're such good friends that I'm now, what am I, the fake creator of 90210? What's going on?
I was trying, you know what I think it was? You do such good intros whenever you do your podcast and you're like, and I was trying to be you with an intro that I usually don't do.
Listen, I practice that intro in the mirror. Like I'm a loser for being good at the intro.
He's good at the intro.
Because I do it on stage. I do it for stand. I host a lot of shows. So like, I'm used to that. Like the idea of like I'm spinning plates while being like, and can I get you another drink? while I'm like, and now coming to the stage, Amanda Hirsch, you know, like I, you know,
you guys, I should have come naked because I'm gonna sweat. It's like the podcast with Jared, I sweat because you make me laugh and I sweat. Shit, no, I'm actually upset. Do you remember when I was pregnant? We did a podcast, Jaron Fried, everybody. We did a podcast and I was pregnant and I confessed to you after that I had to take off my pants mid-podcast. Because I
forgot about that. Yeah.
But it was with you that we talked about how people think podcasting is like easy. It's just like having fun. You're talking, but you said it so perfectly. You were like, we are aggressively talking.
Yeah, we are in a zoned in conversation. Like it's basically taming a podcast is a first date with someone your family introduced you to. Like you're like, I can't fuck this up. I have to answer every question correctly. I have to say the right thing. You know, like you're just, and then by the end of that date, you're like, oh, I just want to look at my phone for like 20 minutes and have my brain go to mush. Like you have to be on every word. So it is an exertion of some sort. I don't think you and I, like, we don't take ourselves too seriously. Like, we don't sit there being like, the horrors of taping these podcasts. Like, this isn't to say we go to, like, you know, the coal mine to go to work. But it is. It's just mentally exhausting.
Just wear light clothing is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wear light clothing. But I was saying this before we started. With you, it's so nice. Oh, no, I just said it. See? And I can fuck up. I didn't say it before. I said it now. Is that it's just nice to have you on. It's like and also you guys, I want to just tell you, Jared isn't doing me any favors here coming on the show. He's using and abusing me to promote himself.
That's right. That absolutely. Listen, it's mutually beneficial. That's what it's for. We get a good episode, but listen, here's the thing. It's always good to have another podcaster on because, you know, having someone on that goes, and I went to the park. And then they shut up and you're like, Is that the answer to the question? That's all you have here today? That's how you became? And you only had them on because they have a huge following and you figure, well, they must be this glowing personality. Yeah. It's like, no, they take a picture well and they're good at being on a produced show where they fucking have writers.
And then they don't share it. And then they don't
share it.
And then they don't share your episode. And you're like, cool. That
fun
was cool.
You couldn't even do stories, you asshole. Like, you couldn't even do stories. I'm not asking for a feed post. I had
you
on.
A feed post? Are you high? What is wrong?
Sometimes, I mean, like, they're acting like I'm asking for one. Like, sometimes the worst is when a publicist reaches out to you, and then you have them on, and then they treat you like as if, like, you beg them to come on.
That's nice. I hate guest pitches. Anyone listening now, I fucking hate guest pitches. And it's always someone I don't know. It's like, hey, Amanda, we thought you'd like to have on Celebrity Chef in Tokyo.
Sure.
Like, no, I do know what my podcast is.
You're totally right, because the way you said it is they make it seem like, oh, you would like this person. I hate when someone says me something and goes, you would think this is funny. We don't know each other. I give you the funny and then you laugh. But this isn't like a two-way street. Like, I just like, you know, oh, we are sure you're going to love this person. No, I actually hate most people I come in contact with. And then I decide if I love them within our conversation. I go, oh, 15 minutes in, I go, oh, I actually like this person. That's how long, you and I, we had the same thing. I showed up at your apartment.
Like,
and
no,
you're probably
wait.
Like, look at this douche.
Wait,
yeah.
No, you guys, I want everyone to understand there was a time before COVID. Mm. Jared Fried shows up at my door. With a coffee, like typical New Yorker, like grumpy. You were grumpy.
Yes, I wasn't happy. Something had happened, but that usually happens.
And I'm like, isn't he supposed to be like a comedian? Like, why isn't he making me laugh upon arrival? So like, imagine I'm like in my house. I'm like, hey, good morning. It was legit like Sunday morning. It was like Sunday fucking. If we went back, Jared, would we have done it in Zoom? Like, do you get what I mean? Like, when Corona passes, are we going to still use Zoom, or are we going to like see people again?
I think Zoom will be an option. I do think that there's something great about being in the room with someone. I do think it makes it funnier. I think especially when like the people know each other, it gets better. If you don't know the person and they're like putting up a fight, I'm like, yeah, just pop on a Zoom. Like, this is just the option that like, I say it for dating all the time. Put people in the position where they would be ridiculous to give you an excuse. And it's like, hey, you want to get on Zoom any hour of the day, any time of the week? Oh, you don't? You're busy? Good to know. You don't want to do my fucking show. Like, I think at least I have that, you know, arrow in my quiver. So I do think it's Zoom is going to continue. But I think also, like, you know, you're seeing it with a lot of podcasts now. They're like getting their own, like now rent is cheap. They're finding places to do like, a little studio thing. Like there's some value to that, I think, especially 100%. With video and stuff like that.
And listen, so. I know it took me a while because I am not the social butterfly that people think I am. And I actually enjoyed the beginning of quarantine, at least, or not the beginning, probably like the first year. And I think only now I'm like, I want people. I want meetings. I want in person. Like I want to be. You know, I do only now I feel like that's it. Sorry to interrupt you guys really quick. Imperfect foods, such a cool freaking concept. Okay. We all have imperfections. Why do we hold our groceries to a different standard? Get your groceries from Imperfect Foods to help create a kinder, less wasteful food system that embraces food of every shape, size, and physical appearance. Every year, billions of pounds of food goes to waste, and often because it doesn't live up to the exact cosmetic standard of grocery stores. Imperfect Foods is on a mission to reimagine grocery delivery for a kinder, less wasteful world. They deliver sustainable, affordable groceries, including produce, quality protein, eggs, and dairy, and pantry staples straight to your door. And they're always adding fun and tasty new discoveries for you to try each week. All you have to do is sign up, create your flexible, personalized grocery plan, and then shop online each week and get affordable and sustainable groceries delivered directly to your door. Sign up with Imperfect Foods today to save time, money, and food from going to waste. Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering you guys 20% off plus free shipping on your first order when you go to imperfectfoods.com and use promo code NOTSKINNY. Try Imperfect Foods now for a limited time. Get 20% off plus free shipping on your first order. Go to imperfectfoods.com and use NOTSKINNY to sign up. That's 20% plus free shipping. Imperfectfoods.com. Offer code is NOTSKINNY. Jared Fried is currently sitting flush-faced.
I have a nice tan going. Yeah,
nice
that's right.
Nice tan going. He's in Florida. His parents are there, so don't hate on him. His parents are there. He's visiting his parents. Because I love how people, like, I'll put up a Kardashians and they're like, they're traveling. There's a pandemic. And I'm like, yeah, they've been traveling. Like, newsflash. Like, no. I'm just saying, in my celebrity world, we're not going to get into pandemic shaming or mask shaming or shaming. Just it's funny because it's like, I'm past the point of, like, judging. You know what I mean?
Well, I think here's the thing. I kind of, like, live in the world of, like, everyone's just trying to, like, live and do their best. And, like, the people online that are like, they're vacationing. I have the least respect for those people in the entire world. That actually makes my blood boil because I go, why don't you say that to your dad you don't agree with politically? Why don't you go talk to your mom, your cousin? There are people that you could talk to that have actual stakes that aren't a Kardashian. Like, and again, like, there's Schadenfreude. It's fun. It does serve as a part of your brain where you get to, like, be like, look at these jerks. And, like, we're all guilty of that. But I'm like, I think over the course of this past year, almost a year now, we are all going a little crazy listening to people that, you know, they weren't the people yelling at people. I don't think those people were going out before. I don't think those people, like, the thing that got me so annoyed were the people that were like, stay the fuck home, when it's like, You never had left home before. Like, I want to see your tax returns that tell me how much you have to leave home in general. Like, it was never like a person that was the cashier at Walmart being like, stay the fuck home. It was always the person who could stay the fuck home. And it was always the person that would be like, well, I had it in March, so now I can just talk shit. Yeah. And it's like, I actually, you know, I'm putting out a stand-up special that's all about 2020, and it's all about this subject. And it's like, listen, it's okay to have problems, I think in 2020, 2021, we're all embarrassed of our problems because we know someone doing worse than us. So, like, it's like, when do you get to complain? Like, I love complaining. I love coming on your podcast. We complain together. We are of the same ilk where it's like, I love a complaint, and it's almost therapy. It's almost meditation. And it's like, there were a lot of people out there that were like snipers just trying to take that away from people to live on a moral mountaintop. And it's like, listen, I saw a couple, Amanda. I saw a family. It was Thanksgiving. I was down here with my family for Thanksgiving. We're sitting here and I saw this family. It was like, there were like 15 of them. And they were all doing a Thanksgiving outside on a field. Like, they were at I was at a high school field working out, and they were like near me on the field, but, like, you know, talking and having their family get together. And then none of them are wearing masks, which is fine. They're all family. They're all outside at a field, whatever. Who am I to say whether it's fine or not? I don't know anything. I'm not a fucking doctor. I'm not a scientist. So I have no right to say anything. All of a sudden they go, let's take a picture. And the grandma goes, put on your mask, everybody. And it's like, who are you putting on the mask for? Again, I'm putting out the stand-up special. It's all about this. Like, the people that look at you and go,
we get it, Jared. You came on to promote the stand-up special.
I came on to promote.
Special.
I'm going to push.
Push. When does it come out?
March 2nd. It's coming out on YouTube because look, see, we all have issues. No one would buy my special, so I have to put it out for free.
First of all, so many people would buy your special.
I tried. What happened was, I had a show on New Year's Eve and I was like, let's tape it. I have 30 minutes of COVID material. I have 30 minutes of material just about 2020, where, again, if you're listening right now, this is my perspective. And I think Amanda, you and I are like, get along really well because we're similar, where it's like, we're going to talk shit, but also, like, let's let people fucking live and let's people, you know, like, there's a middle gray area to everything in life. And that's kind of my perspective. Wait, on stage.
The middle gray area, though, is like, exactly what we think. Do you get what I'm saying? Or do you?
What do you mean?
It's like, okay, but let me try to explain myself. Is that is that our gray area is exactly defined by how we define it?
Well, that's the thing. Like admitting
it's like,
to
you're annoying to judge, but I can judge this amount.
Sure. Like, I mean, I think that was like that's the main theme of 2020 is like self-rationalizations. Like, okay, like that's like me talking about the family being like, yeah, they're outside, they're fine. Like, who am I to fucking say?
Exactly. That's what I mean.
But I think you and I both catch ourselves in those things, and at least we're aware.
Yeah.
Like the person being like, where was their mask? Well, okay, now I want to put a chip on you and follow you around to the rest of your life to see if you wear the mask. You know what I mean? So I put out this. So I had 30 minutes of COVID material. I was like, I'm doing a show on New Year's Eve. What an opportunity. So we got five. I got a whole camera shoot. I paid for it. We put together this, like, it's a beautiful special that could go on Netflix, any HBO, Stars, and it could be on TV. You could put it on. And then I was like, now I have this piece that the material is, I hope to God this material makes no sense a year from now because it will mean we've moved past it. So I was like, what do I do with it? So let's put it on YouTube, and anyone who's listening can make a night of it. Put it on your AirPlay. Put it on the big TV. It looks great. I love the jokes. I love the topics I'm talking about. And it's like, again, it should be therapeutic for people who think like us, the judgy people who don't want to be judged. You know, like I really do. I'm like very happy with it. But it's like, again, I do think we get caught in this world, and you and I live in this world of online where it's like, you're either that or you're that. And it's like, I don't know. I just want to fucking eat, sleep,
I'm so
drink,
excited.
And fuck.
I swear, because I remember when you came over like a grumpy McGrump face back in whenever that was.
Yeah.
And then slowly I was like, there he is. That was, when was that? And then, no, I remember when it was. You were going to do a show. And I was like, I'm coming. Yeah. Like, you're sending me tickets for free. I hope you know. You
absolutely
were like, yeah. And I even told my sister, I was like, you're going to come with me, like, whatever. I think that episode that you came on was, bring her back to us.
Well, it might be a year ago now, like, if I'm thinking about it right, because it was before, it was The Bachelor had just ended. Barb was like, bring her back to us. Like, we lived in a simpler time where it was just Barb was the major scandal on The Bachelor.
Can you? That was life. It was like, let's talk about Barb. I was dying. I peed my pants, and you were like, come to the show. And then the show got canceled because COVID happened. So I'm definitely going to make it a night. I swear.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to watch it, and all of you should watch it as soon as it's available on YouTube. I'm so excited. Wait, so when you made it, did you know it was going to go for free on YouTube? Or you're like, I'm going to make it and then decide like what I'm going to do with it?
The idea is like, listen, everything you and I, we do the same. Everything we've done has been like, I have to do it. Like, no one's coming to me being like, hey, Jared, you're so funny. Why don't you make this? Like, no one's ever done that for me, and I don't expect it. So I'm like, hey, we're putting this on YouTube. Let someone stop us was kind of the thing. Like, I'm making this to look good enough to be on any network, any streaming service, so that it's in the game. Like, no one could look at it and go, I don't know, you know, it looks like it was made on an iPhone. Like I want people to like have no excuse other
than
they don't.
You want to be the comedian of Justin Bieber's and have an usher find you on YouTube is what we're going for.
Well, here's the thing to the audience at home. Like, if you enjoy it, please comment, please like it. Like, that stuff is like, I consider currency to me. Like, listen, if this gets 1 million views, then my life is better. And, you know, that's just genuinely the truth.
Yeah.
So like people outside of our world are like, where views to them don't matter because it's not currency to them. It is currency to me that people watch this and enjoy it and like it enough to like give a like or whatever. Because also YouTube is the dregs of society. YouTube commenters are the meanest, most angriest. They will see just my face and be like, oh, it looks like, you know, it looks like Rosie O'Donnell from A League of Her Own. And I'll be like, oh my God, it's the end
of
my life.
Is it because they can be completely anonymous? Because like you make up a username or something? How does it work?
That's part of it. And it's just YouTube has that thing. Like, I think like Instagram, you see different type of hate than YouTube. I think there's people genuinely on there just waiting for new videos to pop up to just write the most heinous, horrible thing. So like, I need nice comments to push up the screen. And I don't want to read it and then I'll be depressed. Like, doing stand-up's my favorite thing in the world. Like, that's like my life. Like, I've been doing it for like 11 years almost. Like, I've never put out stand-up. Like, I was like, before this all happened, like, I was approved to go on The Tonight Show and like, I was going to do a 5-minute set. And like, then this happens and it's like, yeah, we have no Tonight Show. Like, get out of here. So now I'm like back in the hopper with like everyone else. And it's like, so it's like for me, like, and like, listen, I have friends with Netflix specials and I'm in that world. So it's like, you know, you want to be able to put your own stuff out there. And also like for stand-up, there needs to be like, I need like a bookmark. And like, I had all this COVID material just talking about the social aspects of like how we talk differently and how I went in an Uber in Dallas and the guy was like, do you want me to put my mask on? Like, that type of thing that you're only dealing with in 2020, where you're like, yeah, I do want you to. Like, I want to play. I like, even though I'm in Dallas, I took a plane there, I'm in the Uber. Like, I'm playing along with the same fucked up, you know, make everyone feel good game, but just go along so I don't have to talk to you about it. Like, that type of shit where I'm like, okay, I can't put this out a year from now. I don't want to be talking about this forever. Let's just, because already I was doing shows on street corners in New York City. Like, I was doing like on top of, you know, dumpsters, like a cat in a Disney movie. Like, I'm like singing for like, you know, you know, whatever. And like, I'm already hearing jokes that I'm rolling my eyes at. Someone was like, oh, my breath smells so bad from this mask. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be that guy. If I don't.
In a year, you're going to be like, so.
Yeah, social distancing, right? Like, while everyone's like arm in arm around each other.
It's now or never. Everyone watch it. I swear on my life, I'm going to.
I'll send you a link right now.
Amazing. Oh my God, you guys. Postpartum mama over here. Calling out new and expecting mamas. This is for you. I've discovered the comfiest nursing bra in the game. From a brand we all know and love, Spanx. Yep, Spanx is known for a lot of things, but maybe you didn't know that they have the best leggings and also the best freaking nursing bra. It's called Bralaluya. Mm-hmm. It's literally the softest, most seamless, just amazing, heavenly bra for your boobs. Full coverage. I love it. Thoughtfully designed by mamas for mamas, this nursing bra has all the comfort and magic that you need and want, you guys. And Spanx is offering my listeners 10% off. So you can get this amazing Bralaluya for 10% off by going to Spanx.com and use promo code not skinny. Again, that's Spanx.com. Use promo code not skinny. If you're in the market for a nursing bra, you have to try Bralaluya. It is a vibe and a half, and I freaking love it. Shipping is always free, and returns are free and easy. And if you're not happy with it, you can return it in 90 days for a refund. So again, 10% off for the Bralaluya. Amazing, amazing. My favorite new nursing bra by Spanx. 10% off. The code is not skinny. Go to Spanx.com. Just talking about that, you know, our world and online and social media, I feel like at the beginning of quarantine, people were like, what do we do? Like, we usually listen to podcasts on the road. So like, how do we listen now? And I feel like once we were like, oh, we're going to be home all the time, I feel like everyone really looks for just funny people and just escapism on the internet. And I feel like, you know, I'm sure you're feeling that, like, people are coming to your page maybe more and needing those laughs and needing that like relief from their grandma in the hospital or
well,
even more now than it was before when everyone was like hustling and bustling. You know what I mean?
Even more than that, like, I don't mean to like keep hating on this person, but I hate them so much. The person that comments on your post, like, first of all, you are a source of of energy for people, your account, the things you put out, your podcast, because what people are going is like, everyone is dealing with that one person where everything leads back to COVID. Like they can't take one 5 minute break. You're like, yeah, so I got coffee today. Who even gets coffee anymore? It's like, well, I did. Like, do I have to feel bad about that too? Like you're talking about a celebrity couple. Where's their mask? And it's like that person, like beyond grandma in the hospital, like that's horrible, but like just exhausting human being that you've dealt with and you've always known they were a little bit miserable, a little bit crazy. And now like this has taken them to the nth degree. Like to take a break from that and just talk about celebrity gossip or talk about The Bachelor or talk about a Real Housewives thing. Like what a pleasure to like take your brain, put it on the shelf. Cause right now, like again, you just had a baby. Like, I love seeing the pictures of the baby. Like when I see the picture of your baby, I go, oh, this is like a baby moment. Like I'm like happy to have a baby moment. Like, and that sounds stupid, but it's true. And it's like, we all need just a little bit of like,
we need it.
Oh, I'm not crazy here. You know, like I'm, and also hope is at an all time low. Like people are having less babies than they've had ever.
Really?
Like babies are down. Everyone thought we're going to go into quarantine and start fucking. Uh-uh. Guess again.
Oh
we
God.
Went into quarantine and we looked at everyone and we were like, ew, get away from me.
Listen, honestly, oh my God, that is true.
Yeah,
that is
worldwide.
True. I have to think about it because my husband has been pissing me off more than usual.
Really?
And I thought it was the baby, but it might be quarantine. Might be quarantine and the baby.
I'm sure it's everything.
Yeah.
But I'm sure. It's just like, what do you even say anymore? You've talked about everything. Like, what is there?
Today
even?
He goes to me, you guys, honestly, he went to work and we're on the phone. He's like, do you miss me? Which used to be a cute thing that I used to do every 5 minutes. And I was like, no. Like, I didn't even try to be cute anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I used to do that when we were both going to work every day and like wouldn't see each other for a 6 hour stretch. I used to be like, do you miss me? Like in the morning, like, no. Like he tried to be cute with me when I hadn't seen him in an hour. It was like 10 a.m. I was like, thank God I have the house to myself. And he's like, dude, I was like literally work in another state and I'll be fine. Yeah. Like literally give me a minute.
You're eating a slab of cookie dough while taking a shit. You're like, I've never missed you less. This is actually the most
like,
happy I've ever
give
been.
Me, yeah. No, it is. It is wild. I'm sure everyone is feeling it. And it's so funny because I brought you on to talk about the Bachelor because.
Let's do it.
Jared does his live screams every week where he screams about The Bachelor. Yeah. I do recaps of the episodes like 7 days after they air where everyone's already watched them. Jared's are more timely if you're looking for something like that. He does them. No, I was invited on a podcast. Oh my God, Jared, I have to tell you. Oh my God.
Please.
Everyone listen, what happened? Stop everything. My armpits are sweating.
Go.
So first of all, back to like you wanting to be Justin Bieber of YouTube and have an Usher find your special.
Yes.
That can happen. And let me put a little bit of hope into the world. Today's world is so crazy and so different than it's ever been. And especially with social media, which we've never had. You can like literally DM Beyonce, right? Like, will it be Beyonce answering you? Maybe not. But like you could, right? You can get connected to people you never thought you'd be connected to before. You could have Jay-Z's manager's wife follow you on Instagram and say, I see you thinking, but wait for me to finish my story.
No, I'm listening.
You could have Jay-Z's manager's wife follow you on Instagram and say, Jared's so funny. Oh my God. I mean, the Jay-Z of comedians, let's say, whatever. And then Jay-Z knows Dave Chappelle. And Dave, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's just such a... Okay. So, you know, we're connected to a lot of people and reality stars and they're nice and amazing, whatever. But when I get like DMs from like actual celebrities, I die. Okay.
Oh, it's a freak out moment.
It's a freak out moment for me, especially because I've been married for so long. So I don't get the excitement of like, DM like I don't get the excitement of like new text messages you up like So my excitement moment is when a celeb DMs me.
Follows
me.
I would love that your husband would be listening and he hears, "Do you miss me?" And you're like, "Fuck no." You know what gets me wet? A celebrity. I don't get those DMs. Celebrity DMs.
No,
I've been waiting on a DM slide.
No, but it's not even from men. I have a 93 women following, okay? Yeah. No guys are hitting up my DMs. But like someone do, please make a girl feel a little bit sexy.
Yeah.
So yeah, so my wet moment is
What happened?
Alexa heard me.
She heard that the wet moment.
And
she was
she
like,
heard something.
"You go, girl." You go, girl.
So I get a message.
I agree.
I get a message from Sophie motherfucking Turner. Okay.
Whoa.
Asking. Wait, I need to read it to you guys because you all need to. If you watch Game of Thrones, you know
she's
Sophie Turner.
Huge.
She's a huge, and she's also the coolest person. So like I didn't even watch Game of Thrones, but I just love her as a celebrity.
She has cool celebrity moments, which isn't she the one that was chugging the beer at the game?
Yes. Oh yeah, my God. Like, yeah. It wasn't even beer, it was red wine, which is like so hardcore. Because who can chug red wine?
That was one of those videos that, like, as a guy, like, listen, I'm not proud of the things that live inside me as a man all the time. But that was a moment, her chugging the wine at the game. I'm going, I would have stiff-armed my girlfriend to get to her. Like, I would have been like, it was an out-of-body, like,
no,
that
she did.
Is
And she
hot.
Did that,
yeah.
And she did another cool thing. Everyone was doing that challenge, one of those ice bucket things. And she was like,
okay.
She put up some funny video and she was like, stop with, like, she's really a vibe. She always says, and that's the motherfucking tea. And she has like a British accent. Whatever. She's awesome.
Sure.
She's married to Joe Jonas, kind of rando, but they make it work. Also, what I like about her is she doesn't show her baby because she's not a baby.
Mm.
She doesn't emoji the baby like Gigi Hadid. She just doesn't show the baby, which I'm with that vibe. Like, don't show the baby at all, but don't emoji them.
So Gigi Hadid does emoji the baby?
Gigi Hadid is like, here's the toenail, you know?
See, that's a thing where it's like, the answer to all your questions is usually money. And it's like Sophie Turner being married to a Jonas, like they have so much money that they're out of the baby on my Instagram game. Like, you know, like there's nothing to be gained. You would have to be just a psycho to be like, oh, I got to get this baby in here for the brand. Like, no, you are a Jonas. Like, you're done. It's over. You have private plane money for life. And you could have a private plane waiting for you on the driveway just to pick you up to take you to the fucking supermarket. So when I hear that Gigi Hadid is putting her baby on Instagram, I'm like, oh, come on. Hadids, you have more money than God.
But like, I wouldn't mind, like, I'd be down to see the baby, but she won't. Mm. She accidentally put up a photo of Yolanda where there was a picture frame of the baby in the corner, and she took it down because, God forbid, we see the holy baby. So that annoys
like
me.
It's, yeah, that
Sophie
annoys me
Turner
too.
Is like, no baby on here, no baby toes, no baby fingers, no baby anything. Anyway, she's a
and if. Yeah, I'm into that. I understand that vibe completely because it's like it is this weird thing where it's like, who do you think you are? Both sides. You know, you're like, who do you think you are hiding your baby from us? Oh, the baby got on here? Who do you think you are that I even care about your fucking baby? Like, it is
exactly.
So
it's the exact how we decide to judge it. That's another thing on Instagram when people tell you, like, you know, you're so like, yeah, I'm judgmental. That's why you came here, to hear my exact judgments of things. Anyway, so, okay, first of all, see Sophie Turner's following me die, right? But then I, like, get a DM from Sophie Turner. She says to me, it's about The Bachelor. So to think that Sophie Turner watched my stories of me being like, oh, my God, the girls are, like, so disgusting. Like, I would hate me. I would be like, who is this? Ow, like, my... I don't get why people like me sometimes. And definitely Sophie Turner, I'm like, I'm so embarrassed she even saw my stupid Bachelor recap. Anyway, she said, hi, queen. I'm reading this.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is it.
This is my change panties moment.
You were wet at Q. You were like, hi, queen.
She said, hi, queen. I've only ever seen one season and it sucked. And I respect your opinion like no other.
Wow. She's coming to you as an expert. This is amazing. This is great.
Which season should I watch? Which to start with? So obviously the pressure was on me, right? Like, oh, what do God. I tell her to what? Which season would you have told her to watch?
I would have started with the seasons that social media became a thing. Like, I think the show is totally different now with social media than it was without social media. Did you watch when they put the Jason Mesnick season on
Greatest
Netflix?
Of All Time? No, I didn't. They talked about his as being, because I might have then Googled it when I didn't know what to answer Sophie Turner. I was like, best.
You're like, she saw a scene. She knows she's got like a you like to me. I would be sitting there like the minute I read it, I would think that like she started a stopwatch from how long it took me from scene until I answer.
Oh, like, my God. I sent it to my friend and she was like, and you left her on red? And yeah! I was like, you can't leave Sophie Turner on red.
No.
We all know e.l.f. Cosmetics, okay? But what I didn't know and what is blowing my mind is that it stands for Eyes, Lips, Face. I am shook, but it makes complete sense. You guys know that I'm a sucker for high quality, premium makeup and skincare products that I can get at prices that won't break my bank account. And e.l.f. is exactly that. They make amazing products for the less than the price of a freaking latte, okay? e.l.f. has new things to check out all the time. I'm just using their hyaluronic moisturizer and they have amazing eyeshadow. They also have this clear gel mascara for your lashes and for my brows. So I've been using that every day on my lash tint and lift because I don't need more color. So that clear jelly gel mascara for my eyelashes and for my brows are what I need in my life right now. The moisturizer with hyaluronic acid is absolutely amazing. You guys have to check out e.l.f. products because, like I said, quality at a great price, and they're offering 25% off of your e.l.f. purchase of $40 or more by going to elfcosmetics.com/notskinny and use promo code notskinny to get this exclusive offer. It's actually, they're telling me, the best deal out there right now. You're not going to find it anywhere else. So their prices are already so affordable. And this is an extra 25% off of your e.l.f. purchase of $40 or more by going to elfcosmetics.com/notskinny for 25% off your e.l.f. purchase. So this is so funny. So first of all, I wrote to her because I was like, listen, if a reality star will DM me, it's like, bitch, we on the same level. You know sure. it. I know it. You're just on TV. Yeah.
Also, like the idea that like, you know, again, we all think of ourselves and like, what's the out, like, what's the dream scenario? Like, Sophie Turner has actual like pull where she's like, no, this woman needs to be like on a show with me doing, you know, like she can make those things. The reality TV person is as desperate as we are. They're like answering you from an email that says publicist at, you know, Real Housewives, and it's their fucking Gmail.
Assistant. Yeah, they couldn't even buy the domain. Buy the fucking domain. Get them, pay for the mailbox. Oh my God, you kill me. So first of all, I wanted to give her the respect. So I said, hold on, I just died. Cause like, I need to.
Love it.
It was a good right?
You got it. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with it. Cause you have to give back. You have to volley back her queen.
Yeah.
She gave you queen. You have to volley back in kind with something equally
right,
as.
I can't be like, what? Like. Whatever, Nick Vile season.
Yeah.
I have to make it known that like you are Sophie Turner. We both know it.
Yes.
Like I die. This doesn't happen every day.
This is a big deal for me. Thank you so much for even acknowledging me. I get that.
But then I said, which season did you watch that sucked? Because she said she's only seen one season and sucked. She said, which like my heart, she said, Gianluca, is that his name? Good looking, but dull AF. I don't think that's his name, LOL. So I go, Juan Pablo?
It's sad that I knew.
I said, Juan Pablo? And okay, so this is what I told her. I said, Caitlin Bristow's season is a good one because remember she had sex which was like a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's a cutie.
And also, that's again back to the like social media. Like Caitlin Bristowe became a huge person out of the show,
right?
And she's like the, you know, a big podcast. That's a good one. Like, and I think you're right with Nick Viall. Like leaning toward, like Nick Viall is like, if you think of like the Avengers, that's like starting at the beginning of the Marvel universe. Like he's the beginning of when this became Fit Tea Nation to me. Like Nick Viall is the patient zero.
Well,
of
I didn't actually say Nick Viall though. I said Caitlin's season is good. Ben Higgins is a classic, and JoJo.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
You love JoJo.
I love JoJo. And also like Ben Higgins season, like the women, I think came off
right,
really well
right.
on that season.
He's not, I mean, first of all, him today, did you make fun of his book yet or no?
He has a book
that looks like the cover looks like a murder mystery. It's him. Like,
is it designed like
this...
his tattoo?
What's his tattoo? His,
Ben Higgins had the most shocking tattoo in Bachelor history. Like he took off his shirt and all of a sudden like his whole back was an eagle. You're like, dude, are you in a Harley Davidson motor gang? What happened to you? I thought you were like Mr. Jesus.
No,
what
I
happened?
Think I he's I don't know. He it's what what's that saying?
He's likable though. I do understand that like people do love
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's like a likable guy. Let's just finish my Sophie Turner
please,
because
please.
Everyone needs to know how
yeah.
she signed off and how
so
I,
what did you give us your exact response?
Oh.
Or do you not want to get too deep?
Of course I did. I said, hold yeah. on, I just died.
Yeah,
which
love it.
She tapped a smiling, laughing thing. And then I said...
Even better. She's even cooler now. She didn't heart it. She laughed. She's choosing reactions. This is huge. Yeah.
This is big. Oh my God, that is a thing. Oh my God. Oh my God. So then I said, which season did you watch that sucked? And she said, John Luca, is that his name? Good looking, but dull. I don't think that's his name. LOL Italian. And I said, Juan Pablo, dead. I'm in the theme of dying, obviously. I said, dead. And then I just said, Caitlin Bristowe's season is a good one. Ben Higgins is a classic. And JoJo. So she said, yes, so dull. Okay, amazing. Thank you so much. I can't wait. Now, everyone take a deep breath. Keep killing it, queen. I'm a fan for life.
Wow. This is, she could be listening right now. This is crazy.
Hi, Sophie.
Great.
I love you. Oh my God.
Sophie, the special is on YouTube, youtube.com/JaredFreed.
Hey, move off my celeb.
I don't know. I just want, if she's
you keep
interested,
Hannah
if she's
Ann.
Looking. Yeah,
you keep
okay,
Hannah
fine.
Ann, okay? Hannah.
If Sophie's looking, you know, I don't know. Maybe she needed something to binge. I don't know. Okay. You're right.
I mean, she obviously
my bad.
Does. She obviously does need something to binge.
Absolutely. Joe Jonas is. You know, not singing enough at home. She was like, I gotta
anyway,
need some other entertainment.
You guys, shocking to me. And also, Sophie, if you're listening, Jared does a live scream. Here, see, okay.
No,
I mean,
listen,
if I'm not annoying for her, then you're not annoying for her, you know?
Well, I'm proud of you. I'm gonna let you have your moment.
Thank you.
If Sophie's listening right now, she needs to keep, she needs to do this. She needs to send at least one reaction emoji to a story,
oh
an episode.
God. Give me something.
Like, give her something, but not like a lot, because we don't want to have to keep liking your reaction. Some people don't know when to stop. Sophie, just one reaction an episode.
No,
that's
but
she,
that's the thing. She's not even watching this. Well, she said she watched the season. So, I don't know, you guys.
Whatever it is, don't let's not question it.
Let's not question it. It's a moment to be reckoned with. And listen, Jared, this season.
So what do you think? What is your, I mean, people are like, now you're getting to The Bachelor? No. Yeah. Let's,
yeah,
what do we
it's
think?
Like, we have
what
five
we,
more minutes, Jared.
I have,
this
I have
is what
a lot.
We do. This is what we do. It's fine.
This is how you know we enjoy each other's company, is that we don't get to the point.
We don't get to the point. And
38
then
minutes
you
in.
Know, and then with me, it's like, I already see the podcast review being like, she said it was going to be a Bachelor. Like, that's how I live now. I like see the thing.
That's the same person as where's their mask? No, they don't get it. They don't get it. So where's their mask? They're in their car with their family. Okay?
I have a friend though that said something so true about podcast reviews. She said, but I feel like yours are all like really nice, because I feel like maybe got like girls can be a little bit more, but whatever. No, mine's
mostly female too. I get negative, you know, it
but,
happens.
But my friend said something so true. Hannah Berner said this. She said, the fact that people can like review your podcast is almost like they can review you as a person in public. Do you know what I mean? Like they can just like write whatever they want on a public thing. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't have to be about the podcast. It could just be like, you suck.
They could just hate you. Like it doesn't, you know, like it's just, the editing's good. It's the person that I just don't enjoy. Yeah.
Like, okay. So this season is boring to me. Like I had such high hopes. You know, I used to hate Tyler C and Matt James. Mm-hmm. I've stopped hating. Well, I hated Matt James just because he was friends with Tyler.
Sure.
But then I saw him on Quarantine Crew, and then I saw his interviews for Becoming the Bachelor, and I was like, damn, he has a personality. He's hot. Yeah. Let's do this. And then I was like, and then this whole season, I'm like, where is his personality? Like, where is he coming through at all?
It seems as though, and I'm coming, you know, more and more, we're meeting him along the way. Like, we don't know him from anything because we never got to see him on another season. So we really have nothing to like. We've been learning at the same time as everyone else. So it's becoming quite clear that he is the high energy guy who doesn't really understand the vibe of the room. He is the vibe. Like he's like, we're going jet skiing. We're going on a horse. We're going ATVing. Cool. Like he, at no point in this show, does it seem like he's actually thought of what a relationship could be. It just feels like he's like her. And it feels like that's kind of like the idea that he didn't realize, like it was only till last episode that I realized this, because there was all the drama in the house. It took a woman, Katie, going to him and going, hey, we all hate each other. Can you like tell people to stop being mean to each other? It took that much for him to even see the vibe. Then he does that date last night where he's like, he's doing the tantric yoga thing with Serena P. And she's like, I'm very uncomfortable. And he's like, no, just wrap your legs around me. Like, he doesn't even care. Like, he doesn't have any awareness for anyone that's not just like jumping along for their big ATV date. And it's like, and then Kit, who I don't like that Kit left. Like, I think that's like kind of like an annoying thing that people do when they get far along and then they know they're going to lose, so they just leave on their own.
Do you think that's what it was?
Absolutely. But the more I think about it, the more I think Kit's like a New Yorker. She's like this like city girl. She looked at him and she goes, my timeline is I want to travel. I want to finish school, baby at 25. And I think she saw the look on his face like he had never heard the word timeline in his entire life. And she was like, oh, this guy's not getting married. This guy's not going to be in a serious relationship. And she bailed. So I think that the more I see with Matt James, it's just like the fun guy who does all the stuff in the gym class. Like that, like will part, you know, the guy who's like, will be like, can anybody show the room how to play dodgeball? He'd jump up and be like, I'll do it. I got it. Here's what you do. Like, he'd be that guy.
Yeah, when the ATV thing, I remember thinking, like, him being like, her being like, I feel so safe. I'm like, he doesn't look safe.
No, he's not,
I don't think he's not safely driving it. Like, he literally toppled them over.
He was bounding from hill to hill. Ahead of her, like I would be behind him being like, hey, can you slow down? Like, I thought we were gonna like talk while on the ATVs. Like, yeah, it just doesn't like, and this isn't
you're
to say
so
he's a
right.
Bad
you're
guy.
So right, Jared, because as much as you do like the screams, you're making such a good point that I didn't think about. There's actually nothing about him, and it could be that, okay, Tyler prepped him to say the word journey a lot.
Yeah.
Right? He did. So he knows to say that. Which someone told me that they use the word journey instead of like show.
Okay.
So that makes sense, right? So it's like they're not just using the word journey. It's like you can't say show, so just say journey every time you're going to say show. And that makes sense because then it's like I came on this journey, you know, because they can't say show. And so he got that down to say that. And then he is trying to be like the mediator of like, oh, you're fighting. Okay, so what are you saying? Okay, I got it. Okay, what are you saying? Okay, I got it. But it's But it's also, you have a responsibility. And this is, I just did a podcast with a reality TV person. And they said, like, as much as we all want to think reality TV is just reality TV, you have a job to make good TV also. Like, remember Colton was so proud of his season and he's like, best rating, blah, blah. It's like, because, okay, we don't want you to, like, front or, like, not be who you are. But it's like, you can't be the boringest dude ever. And like you said, just enjoy basketball playing in ATVs. Like, you have to bring something.
Well, there's no more boring storyline than guy who's just maybe will fuck. You know, like, the real storyline is I'm in love. And I don't think Matt James is getting to love. Like, I think he's going, like, he says his longest relationship is 4 months, which is fine. But he has to realize that he's already on his longest relationship right now. Like, he doesn't see that, like, meeting the parents is, you're now in a 10-monther, dude. Like, even though it's on the show, say what you want about the show, but hey, these women are here for a plan. What are we going to do? Are you going to be moving to 10 months with me? Or are you going to be dumping me? What's going to happen? I need to know. And it doesn't matter how old or young a woman is on the show. They're looking for like, and I saw it with Kit, where she's like, I'm just looking to see like where you see someone fitting into this. And he was like, fitting in? I'm doing my boys trip after this. And it's like, oh, dude. And it's like, and Tyler, you bringing up Tyler Cameron, that's the perfect example, because Tyler, the thing that happened to Tyler is, he was put in a position that he never upset the audience. He never upset the audience. He was the one that got dumped. He was the hot dude ready to settle down, who Hannah B. didn't want. That she made the mistake. Tyler C. hit the fucking lottery, and he looked at Matt James, and he's probably like, yeah, just be the best gentleman ever. Never admit that you're not maybe never say you're going to marry someone, but never say you're not going to marry someone. Never make any opinion known to anybody. And now the women on this season are sitting there being like, they're running around like with chickens with their heads cut off because they have no vibe on who he likes at all. Did you see when he sent home Abigail, they were like, I thought she was in the lead. Like, they had no idea.
Oh my God. That is such a true line. They are running like chickens with their heads cut off because my sister was saying this to me, but she doesn't put things as good as you do. But she was saying the same thing. She's like, do you think he's into anyone? But you're saying it so perfectly. They don't even know because he doesn't give off any fucking vibe.
He's falling for everybody and he's falling for nobody at the same time. He gives off no vibe.
Oh my God.
And you can see that they're so like, listen, the women this season haven't looked great. Like, I don't mean like physically. I mean like just like generally, like the vibe has been bad. The bullying has been bad. The anger. But I think that has to do with, you know, generally women, like men in relationships love wasting time, love hanging out, love not living by a clock, love liking you on a spectrum. Women, on the other hand, and we get this on the podcast a lot, you've been a guest on the podcast, when women write into the show, it is, does he like me or does he not? It's either dump me and pour shit on my head so that everyone knows I've been dumped, or hold me up like I'm Queen Elizabeth. Like, it has to be one or the other. And right now, these women are getting like on a spectrum, which is making them go a little bit, you know, nutso. The other thing they're getting is, I have a theory that when the economy is bad, the contestants are a little bit more desperate. So like, they came on the show during a pandemic with no hope for the future. All of us are hopeless, but they are I'm signing up for a reality TV show. They are thinking, I got to get something out of this show. If it's a following, if it's a boyfriend, it's got to be something. And a lot of them are saying, I haven't been on camera once. Like, they said, the Jasenia is on the going, I've never even been on a date. And we're on like the last episode. So I think they're like getting to the end being like, I've never been on camera, so I'm not even going to get a following. I came all the way out here to live with a bunch of asshole women. You know, like, I think they're getting a little bit more, you know, it's getting to them. It would get to me.
It would get to me too. If I came on the show, I'm in that house, It's not even the adventure. It's not jumping out of planes. It's not seeing
no
every
travel.
City in Europe. It's being in that fucking, you know, and seeing Matt. And then they're like, and then that's why they, Jasenia's like, and I think I'm falling in love with you. Jasenia, you like, just met him. What's happening?
They're not even getting, they're not even getting Delta points. They're getting nothing out of this. Like, and yeah, Jasenia, that like, what are you, you're falling in love with you? Like you don't, what's his middle name, Jasenia? Oh, you don't know. You don't know. I don't think,
Do you
that's
think
important.
They're going to get, I haven't done a numbers roundup. I usually really like to see a social media following. Even that Sarah Trott girl. I mean, remember her at the beginning, the ASL, the dad with the disease. And like she was on the path to be really likable, like really likable until we found out, you know, that she came for the wrong reasons.
She's dating. She like put her relationship on pause with the Machine
the
Gun Kelly. No, with the DJ. I don't know who she was with. She was with a guy. And it's like, I don't know. Like the only one that really came out of this with like a following that could end up turning is that girl Katie, who talking about people DMing you, like she's the only, like, listen, it is hard to step out of the shit talking when it's happening around you, and she's on camera stepping out of the shit talking, so she acted in a way that we would all hope we would act. So like, but I think like what happens is on these seasons is like they're not sure what the audience is gonna get into. Like I don't think, like, Victoria obviously came on the show thinking, I'll be the baddest bitch and I'll get all these bad bitch call her daddy fans to be my fan. And then everyone was like, ew, no, we're not in on it. You seem out there. And it's like, it didn't happen for her. Now she's probably getting tons of hate. She probably gets a horrible DM every hour.
Yeah.
And it's like, Katie came out of this and she was like, you know, she kind of lived as honestly as we would hope someone would live. And it seems like she might get something out of this. But like, I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know what Matt James goes from here. Like, you know, he's got a nonprofit, like good for him, that does a lot of good. Like maybe he just goes back to that. I don't know. But I don't know who he ends up with. I don't even have a feel for it. Michelle seems like.
So you don't know spoilers?
I don't look at them.
I don't look at them either, Jared. Someone fucking sent me it.
Yeah, I blocked those people.
Okay, that's great. You blocked them. No. Actually, it was a follower of mine that, because I had Reality Steve on the podcast, I guess she thought that I followed him.
I can get that.
Or his thing. So she was like, oh my God, did you see? And I was like, nope, didn't. But good to know. No, I'm just kidding. She has some good women, but you're right in the sense that we have no idea who he's feeling. All those women, I mean, it's just... And you know what? Let's put that aside. Can we just say, like, I'm bored? Like, if it wasn't for, I'm watching it the day after to not have commercials on. And I'm, you know, recapping it. So that's giving me more, you know, an interactive
things
thing
to do.
But like, Tyler Cameron being liked was never for his personality. Like, oh, he's so sweet. He's so funny. He's so energetic. It was for, like, we've talked about a bunch of times, just the fact that he was hot and a gentleman. But it's different when you have to carry the show.
Yeah. And I think, like, especially when the Nema Colin season, the La Quinta, like when they're not traveling, it is, you need someone with a real dynamic personality. You need someone that has opinions. Like they should be doing, like, I've been like joking around recently about like nominating myself as the next host of The Bachelor. And like, I treat it like it's an elected position. I'm like, as next host, I will make sure that the Bachelor pays for all the dates, only dates he can afford. So like, I do think that they should have done some things like that. Like I would want to see an interview with Matt James after he sends home Abigail. I want to see that interview. Like I want to see him have to explain, put him in the position of every guy after he ends a relationship. Why? I don't know. Why? We got to get an answer, dude.
But that's the thing. That's the question. It does feel a little bit like we're not getting from him what we would have gotten from a typical Bachelor, because he's not really explaining his decisions, nor is he, again, trying to make good TV. Like,
well, I don't think they ever explain it really
no,
well.
Why?
I don't
you
think
see
he's
in their
like,
confessionals, like, listen, I was just not vibing with Abigail. Like, explains a little bit behind the scenes. Like, I just feel like he's not, and maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe because he's being boring, it's falling on the girls to create this like drama.
Well, I think it's also, I do think it's because he's not, the stakes aren't very high for him.
Yeah.
I think he's looking for someone to date for a few months.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's thinking of like the engagement. I don't think he's thinking of like who's going to be forever. Like, when he talked to Kit and he reacted to the word timeline like it was like legitimately like German. Like, he had
no idea.
A timeline?
What?
Wait, so what do you mean? And it's like, dude, like, I think when you're, again, for Colton, it did feel like he was like busting his butt to get in a relationship and like get to the next spot in life. And maybe that's why, you know, ratings go up for that. But I or why people are more interested or why it's more. But also the traveling. I can't put it all on him. I think
the traveling. You're really, it's so true what you're saying. It's also not believable enough from the beginning. And especially because he's not from the franchise. So it's like, it's not like he's been looking for love for 5 seasons.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh no, he's Tyler C's best friend. He could probably get with whatever girl he wants. So they probably have gotten with all these girls and he's becoming the bachelor. So it's a different situation. But yeah.
That's why, you know, I'm happy they're doing seniors bachelor. They're doing old or the seniors one, which I like think is perfect. But they should have always had these people be older. Like, I think, like, the idea that, like, you know, Matt James, like, just like you said, he went on all the trips. He's on the guy trips. Yeah, those were very much post-college, I got a few bucks in my pocket trips. Like, we're going to stay in a hotel room where I'm splitting a room and there's a pillow between us while we sleep in the same bed. It didn't look like a guy who was, like, exhausted from it and was like, ah, I got my career. I got my friends. I just need my lady.
Yeah,
and it didn't feel like
it's
that.
It's like I just moved out of the Upper West Side apartment where Tyler and I were crashing on a bunk bed. And now we're getting an influencer deal at an apartment building that we have to tag in the geotag. Jared, I love you. Thank you for coming on for the gazillionth time because it's the most fun one you do.
I love coming on. And you were great on my show, too. And it's always a blast to see you. And thank you so much. This is... We got to always keep doing it. So
always keep doing it. And no, you think your work here is done. Everyone no. Follow Jared. Oh my God. You just put up something funny. They called you Jared Friend somewhere. Jared Friend.
Oh my God. It was. So the Ed Bennett and Dale Moss came to my comedy show the other night.
How'd that happen?
Ed and Bennett have become fans from the live screen.
Yeah.
Because I spent the season making fun of both of them a lot. So I actually like them a lot. I think they're really nice. And they like were in on the joke a little bit, which is so nice and like always fun.
Yeah.
So then they decided to surprise me at my show in Tampa and legitimately had no idea. All of a sudden I get on stage. Three like Avengers are sitting in the front. They're huge. They're like gorgeous dudes.
Ed is huge.
Ed is so jacked. Go look at the picture of him. His bicep has legitimately the biggest vein through it I've ever seen. And Bennett is huge. They're all there. And Dale is there. And like, I came on stage and I was like, I can't believe this is happening. And they're laughing, whatever. Bennett, I made these shirts that say Mumsy, but it looks like Harvard. And because I was, every time he come on stage, I'd be like, but Mumsy said, like I would give him a voice. So he's holding up the shirt. I like start making fun of them. But like, again, some of the people in the audience know that I do the Bachelor thing.
Right.
Some of the people are like brought by someone like you only have 5 minutes to give them their moment. Mm. And then it's like, we have to move on. I have to do my show.
Yeah.
So I move on from it. They're taking selfies, whatever. And there was one point where like, you know, they're discussing the tab. And I was like, Dale, put it on Claire's card. She'll never see it. Like everyone's like, oh, you know, we're laughing. It was a lot of fun. And they were so nice. Like it was like legitimately like my heart was warmed by these guys.
Who are you most attracted to from the three of them?
I'd say they're all very attractive. I mean, Dale is, you know why she was like,
yeah, you. Like, day one. You can tell. Like, that guy is...
And did you see that they were seen together in Florida?
That was right after my show. This is... I was there. Listen, I'm, you know...
living, I'm Jared. Living the-
I'm no... You know, my fans are no Sophie Turner, but I'm Jared Friend, as they reported in the news. So...
You guys, follow Jared Fried everywhere. Listen to his podcast, The J Train.
J Train Podcast and J Train, You Up Podcast.
And You Up Podcast. And most importantly, and why he came on here and blessed us with his time, is stand-up show March.
March 2nd. It's going to be on YouTube. It's called Socially Distanced, of course. And
it's going to be an extension of what we talked about here at the beginning. With
absolutely.
And go enjoy that.
Thank you so much.
Jared, thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.